And finally, it's the time of year when auction houses hold their fall sales, and they are off to a strong start. Christie's auctioned off a work by Willem de Kooning for $66 million last week, and Monet's Grain Stack, it sold for $81 million at auction. Art experts say predictions of a softening art market after the election have so far turned out to be premature. But there's an auction happening tomorrow at Sotheby's in London that is a bit different. It comes from the collection of two of Britain's best-loved 20th century artists, Mary Fedden and her husband, Julian Trevelyan. The proceeds will go toward preserving the storied West London wharf where the couple lived and worked for a new generation of artists. Vicky Barker reports.
For more than half a century, this complex of small warehouses on the River Thames was a magnet for some of the greatest names in art, science, and literature.
Dylan Thomas used to come and stay.
Inside, in the dusty sunlight of a now empty Durham Wharf, Julian Trevelyan's son, Philip, bends over a massive, bulging scrapbook.
It's an extraordinary scrapbook. There's Bertrand Russell with Mary.
Philip's stepmother, Mary Fedden, recorded everything in this book, from the epic parties, Hollywood star James Mason once crashed one, to the minutiae of the couple's daily life, working in their studios or puttering in their garden.
The nice thing about this studio is it goes straight into the garden.
It's a garden Josie Manzer remembers well. She's a former correspondent for Interiors magazine and was the couple's friend and biographer.
A pretty garden, rather crumbly buildings, but warmth and generosity beyond belief. And successful art, I mean, good art coming out of it.
Julian Trevelyan drew inspiration from the world around him, including the sailboats and swans and bridges and barges that shimmered outside the windows here. Mary Fedden's primary focus was still lifes, celebrating everyday objects in jewel-like colors, playing with perspective so that jugs, flowers, and bowls seemed to dance in the air. Robin Caudron-Stewart is a modern art expert at Sotheby's.
They were both obsessive artists. They loved what they painted. They loved what they did. Painting and printmaking for Julian and Mary, it was in their blood.
They also loved cats, which were leitmotifs in both artists' work. Pat Lusada was a friend and neighbor. She remembers Fedden keeping a big, shallow metal bowl.
And she used to put one of her cats in the bowl and put a hat on it and turn it around and have all of these enchanting verses that she sang. My name is Mr. Pooster.
A very English eccentricity infuses much of Fedden and Trevelyan's work, says Robin Caudron-Stewart.
Wonderfully quirky, and I say quirky in a good way, sort of very English, eclectically English.
One reason, he says, for their enduring popularity here. Pat Lusada says that after Trevelyan's death in 1988, Fedden threw herself into her work.
They just poured out of her, and they're all wonderful.
As the years passed, Fedden's work in particular commanded ever higher prices, though it took her a long time to accept that. Josie Manzer recalls that for many years, Fedden insisted on charging only what ordinary people could afford.
She was selling lovely little paintings for about £15. I can remember going to a gallery in Aldborough, and there were paintings of hers selling for up to £30,000.
Though both artists had family money, the couple lived only on what their art brought in, using much of their inherited wealth to help other artists and art institutions. It's a tradition Philip Trevelyan wants to honour.
This is where Mary and Julian worked. Here's his old palette, well used, covered in oil paint.
Mary Fedden died in 2012. Now, Philip wants to convert Durham Wharf into live-work studios for artists in residence. He's determined that this haven on the Thames remain a place where the arts are nurtured and celebrated.
Good morning.
For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.